This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We spent, as a society, as an economy, according to the National Retail Federation, $6.9 billion on Halloween last year. It'll top $7 billion this year because all those pumpkins and costumes and bags of candy add up, you know. Also on the list of Halloween-related expenditures are haunted houses. Lauren Silverman of KERA in Dallas took a tour of one to find out what makes a successful scare.
At the entrance to Dark Hour Haunted House, an animatronic witch stirs a steaming cauldron. Artistic director Alan Hopps says Halloween is a business and an art.
It's really easy to scare one person. When you have to scare 10,000 people or 20,000 people, that gets very hard.
Halloween is the second largest commercial holiday in the U.S., and competition among entrepreneurs is fierce. To draw in crowds, Hopps has to get creative, go beyond the standard themes of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Haunted houses will always have a redneck, inbred, cannibal theme. That's the easiest and cheapest one to do because all your costumes are thrift stores, all of your makeup is blood and dirt, and you're covered.
So instead of doing the expected, Dark Hour sends you through tunnels that spin and past witches singing eerie opera. If a group of witches owned a haunted mansion, you're inside, and there's no escape. In one room, a giant man wearing a bloody butcher's apron shuffles toward you. There's a feast on the table, and below the grapes and meat, a woman pleads for help. Hop says people love to be spooked because it's a release. He says adults used to have real beasts to fear. Lions, tigers, and bears. Many of today's fears are less tangible.
It's traffic and mortgage and taxes and all of the stuff that stress people out that aren't even real things. So we come in, and as haunted house actors, we put a face on it. You can peg whatever fear you have on us and scream it away.
Scaring people has become a global industry.
Larry Kirchner builds terror attractions across the globe, including Creepy World, the largest haunted adventure in the Midwest. A good year, his creations bring in around $4 to $5 million. Kirchner designed his first haunted house in fourth grade. Back then, cold spaghetti for guts and peeled grapes for eyeballs would do. Today, he says there are high-tech ghost tours, paintball zombie attacks, even extreme haunts where actors tie you up and pretend to torture you.
Halloween used to be this holiday where people would carve a pumpkin, watch a horror movie, and go trick-or-treating, and now you've got everybody trying to exploit it.
In the past, a 10-minute adventure was just fine. Visitors today expect a haunted house to be a full evening's entertainment. At Dark Hour in Texas, the maze takes nearly 40 minutes to walk through. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.